Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'd like to continue my conversation with Father Reginald Foster. I want to speak about Imperial Rome again today, Father. An emperor like Nero in our collective imagination was nice and cruel, and he was said to have played the lyre while Rome burnt. Is that true?
Well, cruel in the fact that, well, maybe, okay, a little mentally disturbed. And did crazy things. He tried to kill his mother about 10 times, you know.
How'd you say kill?
Agrippina.
How'd you say kill in...
Occidere, interficere, interimere. There are about 50 words. Opprimere. There are many words to kill. And so he had some crazy ideas in his head. And he kind of went on with them, but cruel in the sense of having crazy ideas. You know, he was kind of crazed. Toward the end, don't forget it, he's 54 to 68.
So the Colosseum wasn't around when he...
No.
There were other circuses there.
The circus, no, where the Colosseum is today was an artificial lake in front of his house.
The Domus Aureus.
Yes, yes. Well, so, the fact is that most people don't realize is the Colosseum shouldn't be called the Colosseum. It's called the Flavian Amphitheater because it was built by Vespasian, Titus, and his brother Domitian, the three Flavian emperors. This is from 69 to 91. You see, so the Colosseum wasn't there, but what was there, and you can still see the basis of it, was a massive statue of Nero, which they call the Colossus of Nero. And the fact is the emperors used to come along and take off the head and change the head or the face for about 200 years.
He used to leave the body?
Yes, because who cares about his legs or who cares about his face, you see? So the building that was built next to this colossal statue of Nero was called the Colosseum, which no one knows. And so, the base is still there. You can stand at the base. It was excavated about 10 years ago.
And a favorite form of entertainment that still appears on the signs of restaurants, a naumachia? Naumachia, what does that
naumachia,
mean?
Naumachia, okay, naumachia, now of navis. And machia, of course, is Greek, a battle of ships.
For example,
ship battles, yeah, ship battles.
Example, if you go up to Nemi in the lake there, there's still ships from the Roman times.
Yeah,
they used
well,
to have naval
what's left
battles.
Of them? Well, okay, what the ships that you, what's left, because the Germans burnt them in 1944. But what you had there were two ships of Caligula. And they used to have battles on the lake. But what Caligula did was build two massive ships for parties. He used to have parties on these massive...
Okay, so how do you say ship in Latin?
Well, it's navis.
Navis, and ship parties?
Okay, what am I saying? I don't know what you're going to say.
Aquafan.
Navalia or navicola, or I don't know, festivitatis navicolae. But that's where you get Piazza Navona from, too, because that was all flooded, too, and they had boats around there in the Middle Ages. It's all the thing.
And today
it's
we have places called Aquafan.
Aquafan, okay, yes, Aquafan, Aqua Park.
How will you translate that into Latin? Aqua is already...
Water already.
Is what you're saying. Water fun?
Aquarum delicie. Delicia, the delights of water. You can see this in a million ways. Mm. And so they had these battles. One was along the Tiber River up near the Vatican, and the Colosseum used to be used for naval battles for a few years, and then they stopped it. And they dug out the floor, and they took out the water, and they had to use the floor of the basement there for animals and different things. But that's the naumachia, were the ship battles.
The Romans really liked to play, and there's one word still in usage today that highlights this, is ludicrous.
Yeah, ludus, of course, was to play. Ludo ludere is to play.
But ludicrous has a different meaning.
Well, ludicrous means like laughable or jokeable. Or in fact, is ludicra in the Latin dictionary, means sport events. So we say ludicrous is kind of funny, but ludicra for the Romans were sport events in the neuter plural, ludicra.
Were they rowdy, the Romans who watched all these battles?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say rowdy in Latin?
Oh, tumultuosi. Or tumultuenti. Tumultuosi. Yes, and sometimes it got out of hand, and then the emperors would have to send in the police and kill them all.
How'd you say out of hand?
You're going to say ex leges or ex tores. Ex leges. They were out of the law. And there was one time, I think it was Caligula. He was over on the Palatine Hill, and he heard people in the circus screaming and yelling, and his sleep was disturbed, and he told the police to go in, and they killed them all, like 3,000 people.
Oh, so they were
because they were causing trouble for the Emperor Caligula.
Disturbing his sleep.
Yes.
How do you say disturb my sleep?
I don't know. Somnum obturbare.
How do you say nightmares?
Ah, nightmares. That's another. Oppressio nocturna. A nocturnal oppression. How you feel, squashed. Oppressio nocturna is a nightmare. We have all that stuff.
Well, I hope his killing those people gave him nightmares.
But he said, what are these people screaming around there? Get rid of them all. Well, that was Caligula.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.